Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com. Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Welcome to the Wire to Wire podcast. As always, it's me, your host, Yusuf. Now, without further ado, let's just get right to it. So podcast hosts JJ Redick and LeBron James, who also just so happened to be members of the Lakers organization as a coach and player, have really been struggling mightily as of late. Now, LeBron James has been in a slump, having missed 21 straight three-pointers before finally making one against the Miami Heat, and the Lakers been experiencing back-to-back double-digit losses by a combined 70 points. Then they lost to the Atlanta Hawks, where LeBron, unsurprisingly, missed the game-winning three. Now, he is one of the most unclutch players I've ever witnessed in my life. Just flat-out pathetic. He has no killer instinct and no will to win. But in these losses, it has revealed many things about LeBron James and JJ Redick. So for many years, LeBron James has focused on putting his stats over winning and would use that as a deflection tactic whenever he and his team would experience losses. Now, when I say many years, I mean for a vast majority of his career, dating back to his first tenure on the Cleveland Cavaliers. Now, this was especially true then, but it's also true now. And a recent example of this would be during the 2017 NBA Finals, right? When the Cavaliers got their asses whipped by the Golden State Warriors, LeBron leaned on the fact that he averaged a triple-double to show that he did his part, but it was the team that failed, and ultimately he had no help, just like he's never had help throughout his career, according to him and his fans. So he's largely been known to pad his stats. But mainstream media would never discuss this truth because he has them in his pockets, allegedly. Now, JJ Redick, ever since he's retired and became a media personality, he used to be on ESPN First Take and was very critical of the previous generations of players, head coaches, and even his fellow colleagues such as Stephen A. Smith and Chris Mad Dog Russo. Now remember, he said players from previous generations were plumbers and firemen. He believed that his colleagues, Stephen A. Smith and Mad Dog Russo, just didn't understand the game the way that he did, and they were responsible for the fans' lack of understanding of the game today. Now, he was largely combative and condescending with them. He carried himself as someone who understood the game on such a deep, molecular level, and that everyone else didn't quite have the knowledge that he possessed. In fact, he believed that the only person who could match him in wits was LeBron James. So them, being the basketball geniuses that they are, decided to launch a podcast called Mind the Game, where they were going to teach everyone else about how to understand the game and allow us commoners to get a glimpse into the robust, brilliant minds on how to perceive the game, understand the game, and hopefully some of their knowledge would trickle down to us commoners. They would sip their wine, draw plays on a piece of paper, and use locker room lingo to demonstrate just how vast their basketball knowledge went. Because J.J. Redick understood the game on such a comprehensive level, he was given the head coaching Lakers job after LeBron orchestrated the firing of the former head coach, Darvin Ham. So now that J.J. Redick was in the head coaching position, he had a chance to really demonstrate and showcase his basketball intellect. And if you let LeBron, his fanboys, members of the media, and even J.J. Redick himself tell it, Redick is so brilliant that whenever he sees a basketball court, he doesn't just see a standard basketball court. No. What he sees is he sees equations, quadratic functions, formulas, charts, and graphs. He sees beyond the game, and that is why he was going to be able to create such a detailed, intricate basketball system that is light years ahead of anything anyone could ever fathom. So now that we are about one quarter into the season, the Lakers have a record of 12-11, which is worse than what they had under Darvin Ham at this exact same point of the season. So the reality paints a far more striking picture, which is this. J.J. Redick and LeBron James are the problem. Darvin Ham, in his two seasons as a head coach, managed to lead the Lakers to a Western Conference Finals, and they won the in-season tournament. Now, this Lakers team was eliminated from the NBA Cup, and their playoff hopes are in dire straits. Now, isn't it interesting? When the Lakers won the in-season tournament last season, LeBron was popping champagne in the locker room, and he posted Drake's lyrics on Instagram saying he's one away from Michael, as though that in-season tournament counted as a championship. But now that they've been eliminated from this NBA Cup, he says it doesn't really matter. Now this guy is a clown. It's like that dude who likes a girl and wants to holler at her. But then when she rejects him, the guy says, "Oh, she's ugly. She's not all that. I never liked her anyways." No, you did like her, and now you're mad because she didn't want your ass. So it's the same thing with LeBron. Now look, J.J. Redick is not a basketball savant, and neither is LeBron. All J.J. Redick did is he took the Denver Nuggets offense and is trying to incorporate it here, but it's not working. Now, here's why it's not working. LeBron can't, and I really want to emphasize this. He cannot play off the ball. You think Redick was the first head coach to come up with the idea for LeBron to get the ball out of his hands, play off the ball, and take more three-pointers? Hell no. When he first came to the Lakers in 2018, after bailing on the Cavaliers for a second time, he was complaining that he wanted more cerebral players. So Magic Johnson, who was the then president of the Lakers, decided he wanted to bring on Rajon Rondo, and he built that team in such a way that they'll have defenders and playmakers so LeBron can play off the ball more. And guess what? He couldn't do it. The Lakers missed the playoffs. Darvin Ham tried the exact same thing. LeBron complained, "I'm standing on the perimeter and just floating." Yeah, he's standing around doing nothing because he has no idea what he's doing without the ball in his hands. Despite that, the Lakers made it to a conference finals that first season, and like I said, they won the in-season tournament the next season. But because LeBron is a self-hating black man and a coon, he pushed for Darvin Ham to get fired. Now Redick is trying to do the same thing, and the results have been abysmal.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
LeBron has the worst plus and minus on the floor. He's easily the worst player on the team next to his son. But because of his stat padding, they want to push the narrative that he has no help. Maybe he stopped using all of the quote-unquote extra help he was getting, according to Chael Sonnen. Or maybe that quote-unquote extra help is no longer effective, and father time caught up to both him and his alleged extra help, if you're picking up what I'm putting down. But also, Redick is out of his depth. He can't control his emotions, he's not holding LeBron accountable, and he's only there to appease LeBron. There's been narratives that LeBron is a high IQ player, he makes his teammates better, but then somehow he has no help. Well, if he's so high IQ, why can't he play off the ball? If he makes his teammates better, then why does he beg for help despite playing with all-stars and having more top 75 players as teammates than any other player in history? And if he has no help, then why does he handpick his rosters and choose his teammates that won't help him? Wouldn't that suggest that his basketball IQ is low? It's all laughable, and this is all easy to debunk. Now here's the deal. LeBron has been doing this for as long as I can remember, and this goes back to his first stint with the Cleveland Cavaliers. But when you're stacking super teams while playing in the weak Eastern Conference, padding stats, and you're paying members of the media like he allegedly is, it's easy for these things to get overlooked. But now that his play is awful and it's not translating to wins, everything is looking funny in the light. He's getting exposed. Also, people are saying that he'll retire at the end of this season. While I would personally love to see that, I don't believe it. I think he's such an attention-seeking narcissist that he'll announce that next season will be his last, so he can dominate the headlines, and next season will be all about his retirement. Kind of like when he was going to pass Kareem for the all-time scoring record, that season was dedicated to that. So it will be similar. Plus, because he'll be in his last season, there won't be any expectations for him to win anything. So he can have a season dedicated to his self-aggrandizement without any pressure or expectations. But in regards to JJ Redick, he's just not that type of coach. He's not this basketball savant that can mind the game, okay? He would like to believe that when he sees the rim, he's doing parabolas, angles, and measuring the circumference of the rim at the same damn time. But the reality is, he's a subpar, below mediocre basketball coach with the same level of understanding as the rest of us. He's not doing geometry, algebra, and physics to create intricate basketball schemes, okay? He's doing what any of us who understand the game would do. Now, it's interesting. Everyone had him pegged to be the next Pat Riley and Hall of Fame coach before the season started. And when the Lakers went 3-0, right, this kind of conversation was on overdrive. But then, coaches like Ime Udoka, who has overachieved with the Houston Rockets, he's not even being discussed. Kenny Atkinson has the Cleveland Cavaliers sitting atop the Eastern Conference. Now, nobody predicted the Rockets or Cavaliers would have the stellar season that they've been having, but the media is being willfully negligent in covering them or giving credit. Now, I will say that at least both of those coaches got Coach of the Month, which is good for them and it is well deserved, but they are largely being ignored by the media. Now, this is all because Udoka had consensual sex with a member of the Celtics organization, and also because the LeBron stooges in the mainstream media don't like that the Cavaliers are having success without their boo-thing LeBron. So look, time heals and reveals all. LeBron is being exposed for the selfish, shameless stat pattern that he's always been, and he is directly responsible to the deterioration of the Lakers organization. largely in part because of creators in the independent media space are exposing him, and they're also exposing JJ Redick as a subpar, below mediocre coach that he is. No one is calling for Redick to be fired, even though he should be. Even Gilbert Arenas, another LeBron gobbler, said on a live stream that he wishes Darvin Ham could come back as a Lakers coach so he can be blamed. So why would you want to blame the guy who is not even there anymore? Why not just blame the guy who currently has the job? Or maybe LeBron instructed him that JJ Redick criticism is off limits. After all, LeBron himself said that he will go with whatever JJ Redick says. So he never had such strong support and endorsement for Darvin Ham, but all of a sudden he does for JJ Redick. Now LeBron, who is supposed to be the so-called pro-black activist, threw a black head coach under the bus? Man, give me a break. The guy's a phony. And this is partially why I don't view race and racism the way that I used to. These self-hating coons like LeBron and even Gilbert Arenas, they would do anything and everything to bring down a black man voluntarily. But anyways, the truth is out there now about these guys. It can no longer be hidden. But as this ship continues to sink, I will be right there to cover it. I am going to appreciate and relish watching LeBron and JJ Redick fail. I hope they continue to lose games and lose in such an embarrassing manner. If the mainstream media insists on spreading their propaganda, then us independent creators need to counteract it to create a balanced media ecosystem. So let me be clear. I'm going to put out countless content ridiculing LeBron, JJ, and the Lakers. I'm not stopping. If the mainstream media is going to continue to wave the pom-poms for them, then I'm going to have to provide a counteracting balance into the media lexicon to make sure that there is going to be fair coverage of what's really happening. But that's all I got for you guys today. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast and share it with your people. You can also follow me and the podcast on social media. You can check out my books. All of these links will be in the description. Until next time.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com. Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.